The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The ruler sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself. If he is the chosen one, the Christ of God," even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen. I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, if you be seated. And the good news this morning is I don't have to give you a homily, or you don't have to listen to me. You have somebody much nicer to talk to you this morning. Today is Discipleship Sunday, and we're going to have a short little video presentation, and Cambria here is going to speak to you.
Good morning, everyone. So today is not only Discipleship Sunday in our parish, but it's also the Feast of Christ the King, and it also officially marks the end of the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. Not that we're ending our focus on mercy, but we're ending the Year of Mercy. And so it's quite fitting that today we also celebrate in our parish Discipleship Sunday, when we really lift up the way in which we have committed ourselves to conform ourselves to Jesus Christ in this parish, to be rooted deeply in our faith in Christ and to be the light of Christ in the world around us. So for just a few minutes, I'm going to invite you to watch a rather beautiful video where some of our own parish disciples are talking about what discipleship means to them.
Our parish theme this year is "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in everything."
When I think about Holy Family Church and I stop to really examine why we still come here, why we sent our children to school here, why we continue to volunteer our time here, and why we continue to give to this amazing place, it is overwhelming for me to share with you these things that matter in our family's life.
The first word that came to my mind was community. I feel a part of this community. My husband and I have been parishioners for years. We have a daughter in the fifth grade and a son in the second grade, and we feel an amazing sense of belonging here at the school and at the parish. I know that if anything were to happen to my family, my friends, I could call on the people here and they would be right there to support me with words of encouragement, with meals, with help of any kind that I would want, and I'm more than happy to do the same for them.
So I was the guy who showed up for Easter and Christmas and thought my commitment to my soul was complete. My wife thought differently. My wife is a wonderful mom, and she said, no more golf on Sunday, there's church on Sunday.
I was expecting my first daughter, and I could barely fit in the pew. I remember walking and I was way out here. 9:30 Mass, singing the Our Father, and I remember holding this wonderful lady's hand, and it just brought tears to my eyes because I felt the warmth and the feeling, the true feeling of community, not knowing who she was, and just feeling blessed that she was sitting right next to me, like my mom.
For our family, Holy Family has been a true blessing and a place where we find a tremendous amount of joy. We've been a part of the parish for a number of years now. Our children are students at the school, and we feel so blessed and fortunate to have met all of the wonderful families, the parents and the children and our children's friends who have become part of our family and our community. Our story here is one of gratitude and appreciation. We love being a part of this church and of the school community. We've met so many great families and shared so many wonderful experiences with them. And we are tremendously blessed to be a part of this community.
Giving to Holy Family, for me and for many of you, is a very private and sacred matter. Giving to your church is deeply personal, and no matter the size of your gift, no matter when it's given, it is an act of prayer, truly. It's a sacrifice for you, for me, for all of us. And that sacrifice is spiritual. But the gift that you get in return, that I get in return, is enormous. And that, to me, is why we are still at this church. This is Holy Family.
Thank you, Holy Family, for being a source of joy to so many.
So in this year of joy at Holy Family Church, we truly want to thank you for all you do for our parish, your gifts of time, your talents, and your financial resources. Thank you.
To belong to this community and to be able to witness Christ in action every single day of my life. Basically, I get to not only work here, but worship here and be part of the discipleship that happens here. 2 weeks ago, we were able to witness that discipleship in action, a kind of an overview of the previous year, where we really saw how we've lifted up mercy so much in so many ways to so many different communities beyond our own. And this year we're celebrating with joy, the joy of giving and of belonging to one another. And I'm going to ask you now to consider making a recommitment to this extraordinary community of faith where so much good happens, where so much that is compassionate and merciful and inclusive takes place here in this parish and beyond the reaches of our own community. So important. I hope that most of you within the last couple of days received this lovely offertory brochure in the mail. I actually didn't receive mine yet. For some reason, it didn't make it to South Pasadena. But hopefully most of you have received it. If not, you'll be getting it tomorrow. If you're not a registered parishioner, or you just want to get a sneak peek, we do have these available in the vestibule and at the Welcome Center, so you can pick one up there after Mass. But inside the brochure, there is a commitment card, and there are commitment cards in the pew holders in front of you. Some of you may have already filled this out, and you've brought that back today, and so thank you very much for your recommitment to Holy Family. You'll be able to drop these in the offertory collection after the prayers of the faithful. But if you've not yet had a chance to fill one of these out, then I'd urge you to take one now, and there are pens in the pew holders as well, and I believe our ushers have additional copies of or commitment cards if you need them. And as you see at the top of the commitment card, there are a number of amounts, and those are weekly amounts. Many of you still choose to give by the envelope, and you bring that and drop that in the baskets every Sunday, and we're very grateful for your support. So that's one way, is to give on a weekly basis. However, you can also give on a monthly basis, and that might be a little bit more convenient for some of you. We're certainly grateful for those of you who are able to sign up for electronic fund transfer or online giving, because that helps us to plan. And when you're not here, if you're away on vacation or you miss a Sunday here at Holy Family, then we still continue to benefit from your very generous support. So if you are interested in giving by electronic fund transfer, please just tick the box that says you want to do that. And Teresa Shaw, our wonderful staff person, will contact you to walk you through the steps of getting that set up. You can also give through our online giving page on the website. You can set that up yourself if you choose to do that. You don't have to go through Teresa. You can do that yourself, and that will come, depending on what you want to do, you can give out of your credit, off of a credit card, or through your checking account. So that's a little bit of flexibility there for you as well. The third option you have is just to give us your credit card information, and we will just charge your credit card of whatever the monthly amount is that you determine. I would ask you to consider, if you're able to do this, to consider giving a little bit more than you did last year. Every year our costs go up with cost of living increases, and so it's helpful if you also are able to give a little bit more on an annual basis. It really makes a difference to the parish. We also want to encourage those of you who might not yet have gotten too involved in volunteering your time and talent in the parish to check that box that says you'd like the Director of Volunteers, Mary Schmoller, who's a wonderful, wonderful person, to contact you. Many of you are already giving many, many hours and giving in many ways to the parish in terms of your time and talent, but it may be that you want to do something a little bit different or try getting involved in a different ministry. And so again, I'd encourage you to tick that box, and Mary will contact you and talk to you about other opportunities both within and outside the parish. We're connected to many organizations outside of the parish, so if you want to help in the broader community, she can help you to find a way to do that as well. And then finally, I just asked you to complete the contact information. Certainly if you have an envelope number and you know it, fill that in, that's great. But even if you have your name and envelope number, we'd urge you just to fill out your address, information and telephone number and email as well, just to make sure that we give credit to the appropriate person. We don't want there to be any mistakes or confusion. And then finally, I just ask you to sign the card. That's a signature and a signifier of your commitment to Holy Family and to your faith and to really your discipleship here in this wonderful parish. We won't be collecting these right now. We'll be collecting the cards at the regular offertory time. So hang on to them and just pop them in the basket. But it just remains now for me to say thank you very much for all that you do for Holy Family in so many, many different ways. You are the reason that we are able to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, to be the light of the world, and we'll continue to do that with your support. Thank you, and God bless you.